All right. Well, here we go. This is a podcast that's, you know, kind of just happened out of the blue and for good reason. Hi, I'm Mike, and this is Canadian Real Polls Podcast. And beside me are the instigators. I know. People have been calling you that for several days now. Shara and Paul Micucci, thanks so much for sitting down and doing a podcast. And I hope this becomes something ongoing. So if you don't mind, subscribe, tell a friend, maybe make a comment. Apparently, you have no shortage of comments out there. Why don't we do this? Let's set the stage. You guys have been in the news for the last 7-8 days following an event that we went to as a group. A group of friends went to an event. You talked us into it. You thought it would be a good idea if we went and experienced it. We are all into it. Maybe set the stage and explain what happened at that event and how did it all begin?
Sure. Well, can I grab this sign here?
Yeah, this is a good idea. Maybe you've seen this. You've seen this in the press.
Yeah.
There you go.
I forgot my baseball cap and my sweatshirt, but you know, this kind of summarizes the idea. And we've been actually watching TV channels and news and everything for the last month. And every night it comes on, we get these polls, right? Thank you. At the beginning, you know, I'm watching and we're watching these polls and Char's listening to me and I keep saying, wow, you know, they're super focused. They're hyper focused on these polls, you know.
Yeah.
This one is up this much, you know, the conservatives are up this much, the liberals are down this much. Now the liberals are up and the conservatives are down. And I'm like thinking to myself, okay, that's fine. And then all of a sudden we start getting these crazy narratives, right? Men under 30 years old are focused on the conservatives because they're disconnected. You know, only seniors are actually grabbing on to the liberals. Women don't like the conservative leader. And I'm like, wow, this is based on the polls? Like, these narratives are crazy. And so, I mean, I said to Shara, I said, this is insane. Like, we've now become hyper-focused on polls and not on issues. So that's when our discussion happened. We started to have a discussion between Char and I, and then we met you. And we people at work and people in our friends and family were all talking. And I said, you know what? This is insane. Let's figure out something what we can go to and ask people if they believe the polls.
Now, that's a pretty simple question. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you about the group of people sitting around the table. I happen to have been one of them. So as the mystery unfolds, I guess I'm one of the instigators too. Describe the group of us. We were all hard-C conservatives, were we?
No. Actually, it's kind of funny because one liberal, I think two conservatives, and probably the rest were undecided out of like 7 or 8, I guess, in total.
Now, you are conservative. Both of you have supported provincially, anyway, the Conservative Party.
Provincially. Federally, we haven't been active at all. So quite frankly, it wasn't until this election we even thought about politics on the federal level. Federal level to us the last 20 years, or at least myself the last 20 years, has been kind of something you didn't worry about. You kind of thought about it a little bit, but quite frankly, it was far removed. You know, we're a passive country. You know, things just kind of moved along. Up until probably about the last 5 years. And then, you know, crime increases, oil and gas issues, you name it, housing, immigration. No,
I think that was the general consensus of Canadians. We had our leader step down. It wasn't for no reason.
Yeah, just got worse, right? You know, it got worse. And, you know, parts of our country literally are on fire right now. You know, they're just a mess. And we just were looking at it and we're thinking, wow, we got to get active. We needed change. And so, you know, we said, okay, let's get active and start paying attention and help out. And so that's when we sort of decided where we were going to go with our vote. But this really isn't about, we're not trying to convince people to do what we're doing or vote like we're voting.
Well, I have to tell you, I know you and I know your politics, and I don't think even once you've ever said to me or to anybody I've witnessed, you should vote conservative or you should be conservative like we are. It's not part of your thought process.
It's not about voting. It's about being Canadians, and we want Canada, and we want to tell Canadians that voting is important, but make your own choices. But it is very important to do.
You have to do the research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out there and vote, but make your own decisions. So here we are, and I can legitimize this to some degree. We're sitting around. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we all agreed on politically was we don't know what the polls are doing.
Nobody knows.
Well, the polls took on a narrative. So it's interesting how the polls took on these wild narratives. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they're telling us, you know, the conservatives now are way down and the liberals are way ahead. We're watching, you know, all the rallies going on and thousands of people pouring into these centers to see Poilievre and to see the Conservative Party. And we're saying, okay, it doesn't really match up. And we're listening to all the theories about, you know, how voting ridings don't really tie to number of votes. And we're going, okay, maybe that's true. You know, it's an interesting theory, but it's not what we're seeing. So that's when, you know, we were together and we said, let's go and let's actually see one of these rallies, right? Let's just go. And I, you know, and some of the people in the group had never been to one. So it was interesting.
Well, I had never been to one. Oh, honestly, wow. I mean, I'd never been to a federal rally before.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first time too.
It was cool, yeah, right? There was a good vibe.
Yeah.
The one thing that I took away from it was I felt like a good Canadian for having participated in finding out more. And I think that that is sort of the genesis of how all of this began was we were discussing what we knew, what the facts were that we knew. And the next thing was you enlisted a high-end PR firm in downtown Ottawa, Toronto, and Manhattan to help execute. You had a design team, a graphics team, put together all of the graphics. So then what did happen next? I recall, but share with everybody.
Sure. So, you know, went to the mall beside us, right? and met the guy with the small t-shirt store.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he made a few sweatshirts, hoodies, and
caps. The iron thing.
Yeah, overnight,
and,
you know.
By the way, we pay for it because everybody asks, who's paying for it?
True. Yeah.
We paid for it. Yeah.
There was a $500,000 budget applied to this. Yeah.
No, you know, a couple hundred dollars. It wasn't a lot. And then we said to him after, he said, do you have a old banner lying around? Can you actually put this on a 4.5 by 10 foot banner? Not knowing if we'd even use the damn thing.
Right.
So, you know, we got going and that was the genesis of it. So we show up, right? So we all go and I'm excited because I personally like political rallies. I like
it's genuine. He was yeah. into it. Carl was into it. And the rest of us were unsure of what was going to take place.
Yeah, no, they were. And I like listening. I like listening to the leaders. I like seeing people's emotions. And quite frankly, you know, we should talk about it for 2 minutes. You know, standing up in a group of people who are passionate about something and singing the national anthem and throwing up your phone light and doing all those cool things in a group with people who have a common interest, and that's Canada, is really cool. So I, you know, no matter who you are, you get, you know, you do feel that pride, that patriotism.
I will endorse that. Yeah. And it's not something that we indulge in very much as Canadians, regardless of what your political affiliation is, to stand in a room with people who are concerned about the country you live in. Mm-hmm. Is a pretty powerful feeling.
It is. And this is, you know, this time, more than any time in the nation's history, is a time to be concerned. So those things, you know, your senses are heightened because you're interested and you're concerned. So we're there.
So we came out of that hyped is what we're telling you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we did. And, you know, it's interesting going in, we decided, you know, we weren't going to do anything. We were going to just go listen because, you know, some people were new. So I said, okay, let's everyone get comfortable. Let's go listen for a while. So we go in, you get that strong feeling, you know, he is a good orator. So yep. He did a great job. Yep. And you know, you listen to all that, and then
I got to meet him.
Yeah, Char got a picture, right?
At one point in the evening, somebody came running up to me and said, you will not, Jenny, hi, by the way, you're a great photographer, videographer, came up and said, you're not going to believe the footage we just got of Shara. She just hugged Pierre Polyev. And sure enough, and you'll see it on, by the way, check it out, at Canadian Real Polls on Instagram. There it is. And it's been all over the press, of course, as well, as everybody tried to identify who you were. Okay, so we'll get to that. But that's true. And so that was the next seam of events. There's Polyev with his arm around the person who on their sweatshirt, it says, do you believe the polls? And I think that's the first spark that lit.
Right.
And then the event came to a close and they kicked us all out, essentially.
Yeah, we had left. So it was coming to a close. We left and we got to the parking lot, and it was kind of that decision point, right? So you know, it was a good event. We're done. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I said, we turned to each other and we all kind of looked at each other. I said, yeah, let's pop up the big banner.
Let's just see.
Let's just see.
Let's get some opinion.
So now put this in perspective for a minute, right? Because I think that's the key thing in all this. This is just a banner.
One banner.
Yeah. This is one banner.
Oh, hey, and some pretty ugly hats.
Some pretty ugly hats, right? So, and it's in a parking lot. So we're not standing at the front door.
No, it's true.
We're across the street in the parking lot, right? We pop up a banner. People are coming out. And it was like bees to honey.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, all these people start swarming at this banner. Yep. And they're, what is this? What are you talking about? And they're saying, yes, no. There's all these debate opinions and everyone going on.
Suddenly there was debate in front of this banner.
There's debate in front of this banner, right? And it was super cool. Like, I wish we would have been able to catch that moment a little more, because that debate really is what we were looking for. So that was the moment where we're like, okay, great. You know, people are asking, they're curious, and they're starting to have the discussion about, should I be following the polls? Are the polls the reason I should be making this decision? And people had very definitive, the statements. They were very active, you know, they're moving around and they were giving us their opinions. And it was really great dialogue, but it was interesting. So just kind of dissect that for a minute before we move on. But, you know, this is one banner. So it instigated that much conversation at an event, right? Where probably instigated more discussion than what took place inside with a gentleman who spent an hour, you know, with his rally talking about some really pivotal issues for the country. But yet one question on one banner caused them to...
It was incredible.
Yeah, it went into a flurry.
Well, you know what? I'll recommend to any of the leaders running, any of the leaders of any of the party, if you see us with a banner, come out and talk to us, because that's where the people really get some discussion going on. It was remarkable. And the press was there, of course. And so now there you are with banners. We had, I guess, $200 worth of materials, a mixed bag of nonpartisan people. Some of us had been to a rally. Some of us hadn't. We had 14 followers on Instagram, 8 of which was us and our spouses. And we arrived on the scene, and 24 hours later, all hell has broken loose on this topic. And suddenly we have 300, 400,000 views of these videos that we've posted from people talking and sharing their truth. And the press gets hold of it. They were there. They didn't talk to any of us, but they were there.
Yeah. A couple of them came by, a couple like junior reporters actually did come by and, you know, what you up to, and we had nice conversations, but you know what? It wasn't about a press event. It wasn't meant to be for, like, we were not trying to make a press statement. We were trying to make a statement to the public, not to, you know, it wasn't an activist event.
What is the statement? Just to clarify.
The statement?
Yeah.
Do you believe the polls?
Yeah. What do you think's behind that for you?
So out of all the outlandish narratives that came out of the polling that we had heard in the previous month, we just decided that we needed to make a statement to get people to think past the polls, to actually think about the issues and policies that are on the table and start to dissect why they're voting. Because you know, and I get why people get polarized by personalities. You know, he's handsome, she's smart, mm-hmm. you know, so then all of a sudden we
did
start.
Did you hear what he said about us?
Yeah.
You know. That was very nice of him. Thank
yeah,
you, Paul.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, you know, we tend to make these glossary decisions based on, you know, his resume is good, his isn't, he's been doing this. That's great, right? But there comes a point in life and business, and as you get more mature, that you realize we're all pretty equal, quite frankly. You know, some more than others, but you really want to pick the party. Let's talk about party for a minute, because it's not all about personalities. You want to pick the party with the policies that you feel will build the best Canada and will take us into the future. Because, you know, we can talk about this at another time. You know, what we do now will actually determine where we are. You know, so this is a pretty pivotal election, because you know, the parties are definitely, if you take time and read their policies, we're definitely going in two different directions, right? Yeah. Like, so if we pick one, we're going left. If we pick one, we're going right. You know, and quite frankly, we got to kind of make that. We have two choices.
Paul,
you know?
Policies. I've seen posts and articles and quotes, but I've yet to see a policy. The one thing I've seen consistently this whole time is the polls on TV every day, filling the airtime, where we used to have journalists, reporters, and people providing us information. Now we have the people who are the subscription to an account with a polling service that comes with a representative from the polling service on TV. Yep. And that's cheaper and easier than doing research, and it's cheaper and easier than paying people. And that's what's gone on. The broadcasters have, and it's so, I feel badly, because then the broadcasters are vilifying you instead of saying, yes, we should be hiring more reporters and we should be going deeper. The next part of this story takes a hard left turn.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It does. And then, you know, that was kind of the interesting part. The social experiment of this is where it goes next. So, you know, one banner, right, up in a parking lot, a flurry of people, next day, right in question period, you know, all three candidates for leadership get the same question. Will you honor the results of the election?
Which had nothing to do with the question, do you believe the polls? But they referenced you and Shara in this photo when it came to that question.
Right. So now one of the media groups starts to build the narrative, right? You know, and I don't want to, you know, we can go in for a lot of reasons. They can probably tell you the best why,
yeah.
But I'd rather stay away from what their intentions were, because I don't like to do the same thing and build narratives. But so now they start to say, okay, you know, there's a group out there that's a right-wing group that believes, you know, primarily organized by men under 30, right? Who are disjointed and cut off from society, and, you know, who are creating this narrative to not believe the polls. And is this something like we've seen in the US? Is this something that, you know, we've seen, you know, in America? And so we're like, what? Like,
yeah, you're a Trumper, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah,
that's the first thing that happened, is they started to make these comparisons to Trumpian approach that happened in the U.S., which was completely unnecessary. And I think it was distracting and probably damaging overall to the process.
Well, so we get on this. So we get on the night. So the nighttime. So day goes on after the questions. And, you know, I think the leaders were kind of taken aback, because they had gotten to the scrum and the candidates, you know, all of a sudden are like, where's this questioning coming from?
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of crazy. So now we're getting a whole set of questioning on, well, you know, do you believe the polls? Will you abide by the election? So most of the day is kind of all these very electoral, you know, will you believe in them? Do you understand them? So we get to the nighttime, and now we have the talk show group come on. So this is live talk shows hit the, you know, 7 o'clock, yeah. And we get a bunch of talk shows, and the talk shows are, you know, is there a threat? Is there a threat out there? And then it was kind of funny, because these four, you know, the political shows where the four heads pop up on the TV, and, you know, the one news channel, it was actually quite ironic. The one guy says, well, I don't know, because is this just two people or is this a group? And the other guy says, no, this is a threat. And then the girl jumps in and she says, this is, you know, Canadians need to understand the election system. You know, we have a fair and independent voting counting system, not like the U.S. And so then it took off for a little while of, you know, how do we count the votes in Canada? Can the voting mechanism? So there was a whole discussion about the voting process, the electoral voting process and the counting, which then went around. And then the interesting thing, which I had to laugh about, at one point, they're saying, well, you know, this group would be better just getting involved in the day-to-day process, you know, go out and knock on doors and hand pamphlets out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we do.
And also,
and we are very heavily involved in the process because we made a decision and we're active. And quite frankly, so then they made an assumption that we were a naive group who weren't active and we were just grandstanding with this initiative on our own without being involved, which was a very interesting kind of leap of faith into this, and the, which was quite ironic. And then after that, it was kind of funny because as we're going through this, the NDP party, so at this point, comes out and says, they're right. We don't believe the polls. They're not representative, right? The leader of the NDP comes out and he says, you know what? Our group is not represented in any of these polls.
So it incited conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of kept all the leaders on their heels about the election process. It looked like a coup of some sort or some sort of grandstanding event. When we were sitting eating our fish and chips, Paul and Shara, did you envision in the thought bubble above your head the leader of the country answering a question based on a question you had that had no relevance to the question that you asked in the first place? Because it really didn't in the end have any relevance to the question.
No, it didn't. Well, and no one asked. So here's the thing, the narrative. So no one was interested in talking to us. They were interested in creating narratives.
Right.
So all of a sudden they're, you know, and this is what we had seen with the polls from the beginning, which was interesting. So this sign became like the polls. It was creating false narratives that were starting to spiral all around us. So we're in the middle of this kind of, and we're looking at it, we're going, wow, this is one banner.
Yeah, the media.
Like, how hungry were these people for discussion if one banner created this much buzz and this many narratives, right? So, yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I felt bad for the media to some degree because I was sitting there watching this thinking, no, you've got it all. You don't even care that you got it all wrong. In fact, you are continuing down the rabbit hole, even though you're wrong. And I won't get too much into it, but from the provincial side of things, from provincial politics, on the conservative side of things, people said horrible things, not just about what had occurred or what you guys do or who you are, but also just horrible things in the political spectrum that shouldn't be there. This had a lot of, it created friction. Mm-hmm. It got a lot of attention. And now it's time to tell the real message, which is do your homework.
Yeah.
Do your research. Find your cause.
Yeah. No, for sure. But can I just before, I want to kind of take us because it takes another twist. And I think that's where it's an interesting narrative, another narrative, right? So then we're at that point and we're thinking, okay, this is just going to die off. You know, it's just one of those things. We're going to let it just disappear into the atmosphere and we'll, you know, chalk it up to bad narratives and bad reporting. So, you know, it goes a few days and we're not dying off. We're actually playing in the news. So our picture is going on all the major TV channels into the political. So when they're going to the political news,
you are the transition montage.
16 hours a day.
Yeah.
16 hours a day. We're playing in and playing out the montage of the news on two of the major news networks.
Have you received a residual check?
Not yet. So we're not kind of dying off, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the button scandal, you know, the scandal.
Oh my God, I forget. There's so many layers to this nonsense.
Don't forget this, because this is a really.
Right.
So all of a sudden we're like, okay, you know, we're kind of forgetting about it. We're moving along, going on along our life again. The button scandal comes up. We're not, you know, we're like reading it like everyone else. And we're like, okay, a couple liberal people get drunk in a bar. This sounds like a bar story, like a bar joke, right? A couple liberal people get drunk in a bar, and a couple conservative people overhear them that they're going to go to a conservative rally that's somewhere else and start to place buttons in that are Trumpian and have Trump slogans on them. And they're going to do it at this next rally. So they run off, make phone calls, and they catch him at this rally, right? So we're like reading and I said, well, that sounds pretty stupid, right? Like that's just kind of dumb thing to do, right? You know, whatever. And so we're not really thinking much of it. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's like a firestorm of criticism based on don't believe the poll or do you believe the polls by the provincial strategist for the Conservative Party. And we're like, why is he attacking us now? Like, I don't even understand. How did we have to do with the why is he getting all anxious and, you know, he's there swearing and he's getting all animated? And I said to Sean, I said, I don't even understand this now. This is a little bizarre. Like all of a sudden, this is a new narrative and I don't even know where this one came from. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, well, this is really confusing. I have no idea what we're doing now, right?
No, it just seemed like anybody that could create a narrative by not knowing, by not having asked any questions, by not even approaching, mm-hmm. there are hundreds of people a day following the Instagram. We watched the messages all day long. Not a single reporter reached out.
No. Still no reporter. What's this, day 4 or 5?
At this point, and now?
No one.
We decide, okay, what are we going to do? Because it looks like we went to a conservative rally and don't care about anybody else. So
yeah,
we head off to Montreal and are met there by the warmest welcome at the Habs game, even after they lost. I'm glad they got in.
Yeah.
But even there, by the time we got to Montreal, it had ramped up so much that people are now basically doxing you. Trying to find out where you, who you are, the two of you. I'm sorry that we made you hold the sign now. That wasn't fair.
But here's the thing.
But so, you're the tallest guy, Paul. You understand? Right. So,
well, here's the interesting thing, right? So after that kind of outburst, right, the conspiracy theorists now starting to actually weave us into this reverse theory or reverse narrative that we held the sign to hurt the Conservative Party, like the button people hit. So, and that we were liberal. So at this point, so now we had switched and now we were actually painted as liberal infiltrators who had actually gone to the rally and purposely held up a sign.
That explains the red jacket.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you wear red, that really dictates who you are. So, but
look, I have to ask you seriously. And I haven't, man. And, you know, as a friend, I want to ask you now for the first time, how does it make you feel that people were saying this is going to hurt the conservative run? Did you buy into that?
No.
Did you feel no?
I don't think. Listen, I think active debate on any subject in Canada for any party is a good thing. I think, quite frankly, and I think the narrative of the sign, I think, is just a display of how. People want that debate and narrative back, right? They want the debate around, you know, the polls. They want the debate around the policies. They want to have those discussions, and it should be an open discussion. We just, for some reason, lost it. We lost it. We got fixated on these, you know, polls, and we got fixated on who's the personalities of the leadership, and we forgot the policies, and we forgot what the parties stand for. And I think that what happened at that point, so then you're coming back from Montreal and through Ottawa and you're doing it and you're getting all this kind of, we'll talk about it. Tell us what your experience.
Well, I mean, we walked into a hotel in Montreal. Look, I need to clear something up if I may. And if our buddy Rob is watching, somebody took a quote from Rob that he was a paid actor in this. It is true that Rob is an actor and he does get paid for it, but I feel badly. We dragged him into this and now they're saying that he's not. He just was the more brave guy to get up on the pillar anyway. Yeah. So in Montreal at the hotel, we got applause in the lobby. And that I think shocked us because people were coming up saying, we're not conservative, but, and I had to say to them, not everybody there was. And I realized at that point, the narrative was confusing to everybody. And the easiest thing to say was, we just want you to do your homework. The polls are lazy. I don't even know who they're polling. Do you believe the polls? It's all we were asking.
Well, the poll, you know, listen, let's talk about polls. Polls are a snapshot of a point in time based on a limited sample size.
Right? Yeah, and a limited and a very specific limiting question, usually.
Exactly. Well, you don't know, right? So when you see a poll, you see the end result of a poll. You don't know what the question is, who is asked, what the sample size is, where they live. You have no information about that. And quite frankly, a lot of times the pollsters, because they're in the middle of a snap election,
yeah,
they don't even have the time to get great sample sizes or ask great questions. They're just trying to grab information and put it on because that exactly is what they're paid to do by the news channels. That's what they're there for.
News channels.
Yes.
Do you remember when the news was on for an hour a day and it didn't require 24 hours of filling the air? No. Anyway, I just remember that. Yeah. That's just funny. Yeah. But you're right. It is inside that experience that we have this understanding now that the news will take misinformation and run with it. In fact, they'll even invent things to talk about. And maybe it's better that they talk about the polls if they're not really going to do the research, which is what's required. Yeah. You know,
but why not talk about the policy? So this is the crazy thing. Why not talk about the policies? They have the political heads that come up, you know, and they're not all pollsters. Some of them are just political consultants and lobbyists. Why don't they come up and just talk about some of the issues? And why don't they talk about it from the different perspectives?
You know,
you can have it from a liberal and NDP or a conservative perspective and just talk about it. Wouldn't it be great to educate people on what the policies, you know, I'd love to have another conversation another day about the platforms.
Can we please do that? By the way, please subscribe because I think we're going to continue to do this. I really enjoyed this conversation. Look, if you have questions about what occurred, please reach out to us. Don't hesitate because it is really just what we described. It was wild to experience. By the time we got back to Toronto, I was starting to hear that you had been approached by a couple of media outlets that really wanted to know the story. And I'll direct you to Joe Warmington, ran a piece in the Toronto Sun, which I think was really, it really did summarize what occurred, and you can find out more there. So thanks, Joe, for that moment. And it was really wild, I want to tell you both, to watch two good quality Canadians care about their country. I watched what you did. You watched what the rest of us did. For better or for worse, we all moved forward like a group to say, please just find out what the policies are. And to the parties, could we just have some idea of what those are in one place? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe for the next episode.
The next episode for sure.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun. And speaking of polls, so you're not in every photo next time. Maybe we should just get some polls for the end of those banners. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.